Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. This is a time of the year we celebrate the bounty of food, of family, of friends. But not everyone has those blessings. So in Billings, there is the Billings Food Bank and the Montana Rescue Mission that serve up festive feast of turkey, of sides, and of dessert, and even more of kinship. In this show, we talk to Cheryl Shandy, Chef David Mapplethorpe, and Felicia Lehman of the Billings Food Bank. We visit with Denise Smith of the Montana Rescue Mission. Then Chef Carl Kurokawa shares how he started cooking Thanksgiving dinner so many years ago for those who had nowhere to go. In the second part of the show, local food expert Bernie Mason will provide some ideas on what to do with Thanksgiving leftovers. For this show, we have the opportunity to listen to this semester's YPR intern, Jamie Granzella, as she interviews some of our guests. Now, come with me to Minnesota Avenue to talk to Denise Smith, the Marketing and Public Relations Director at the Montana Rescue Mission. Thanksgiving is upon us, and there is a big focus on the Montana Rescue Mission and the food bank. Tell us what is happening this Thursday.
So this Thursday, we open up our doors for anybody in the public, and we really do that every day of the week, but you know, it's a special day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, those special days where people don't have anybody to share the holiday with, and we just invite them to encourage them to come down, share the meal with us.
And it is a great service on Thanksgiving Day to bring people together and to feed our community. But I wanted to ask you, how can our community help you continue to feed the people here on a daily basis?
Absolutely. So, you know, we receive turkeys and all of that stuff this time of year, and we are so blessed with what we're given to provide that meal. But in addition to that, that abundance of turkeys, we use that throughout the year, actually, throughout to provide all the meals. As you mentioned, we do provide 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We are providing 2 meals to the public every single day. And the way that the public can really help us is you can always donate coffee, or you can buy a size 10 can of something, you know, bulk size of something. That's great. But we do not receive any federal or public funding at all. So it's just help sponsor a couple of meals is a huge blessing to us. The other thing is, if you want to do more than just write a check and you want to get your roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty, volunteers are just another huge blessing for us, because we can't do what we do without the assistance of volunteers.
You are responsible for delivering the meals to the homebound. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, we take over Big Sky Senior Services and Meals on Wheels. And so we get 40 to 50 drivers, and anybody who needs a hot meal but they can't make it down for Thanksgiving or Christmas, just give us a call, 259-3800. Give us a call and we'll bring it to you.
The Montana Rescue Mission works very closely with the Billings Food Bank to feed the community on Thanksgiving.
They provide the turkeys. They work with cooks and chefs, which they do that for us every year. It's just awesome part of it. So, and then all the rest of it we do in-house.
So you have a big team that actually cooks all the sides.
Yeah. We actually start cooking on Tuesday a little bit, some of the prep work. Then we have a team of volunteers that comes in on Wednesday and helps with other items. And then Thursday morning, we have a big crew that comes in, starts at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, doing all of the finishing touches. We have volunteers that start at 11 o'clock to go homebound deliveries. And we have another crew that comes in to actually serve the meal, and another crew that comes in and helps clean up after the meal.
It's a big team that makes this happen. So what's on the menu?
Guess what? It's turkey. But we're doing turkey, green bean casserole. We have salads and pies. We have a Jell-O salad or a Jell-O treat, Hawaiian rolls or rolls. And we're still in need of rolls and pies. So if folks want to help out with that, it's not too late.
So what more can we do to help the Montana Rescue Mission?
You know, like I said, if you want to really help us, Thanksgiving, we always get people that are, hey, I wanted to sign up and you said you're full. well, we're not going to turn you away. We're going to encourage you to, you can sign up for Christmas. We're opened up to that now. But you know what? Come down every one day a week, or come down on a Saturday and serve lunch. And we have a bring a meal program where you, team building exercise for a business can bring their team in and actually cook the meal and serve the meal in our commercial kitchen. They work with our chefs. I mean, that's really, if you want to help serve the homeless, that's kind of a hands-on need every day of the year.
Now, join me and YPR's intern, Jamie Granzella, at the Billings Food Bank. Jamie first talks to CEO Cheryl Shandy.
Cheryl, can you give me a little bit of the history of what the food bank does here throughout this time frame?
We do a lot of things all year long, of course, but during this time frame, the holiday season, we have to buck up and do about twice as much as we normally have to do because, of course, a lot of people are coming to us wanting holiday help.
How does the community benefit from what you guys do here?
Well, the easiest way to say it is we do about $28 million worth of service to the community.
What this means is the Billings Food Bank provides over 10 million pounds of food to our community. So how many people benefit on Thanksgiving?
For the holiday meal itself, I think last year we did about 420. And then, of course, we provided the food for the mission, who kind of on-site did about the equivalent of that, but then they also deliver. So the meals, the turkeys, we do, I think they cook about 90 turkeys. That's about 1,000 and some, so during the whole time, either on-site at the two sites or being delivered.
What will be taking place this coming Thursday here at the food bank as well as at the Montana Rescue Mission?
Well, all week long next week, we'll be cooking the meals for both the Rescue Mission and Billings Food Bank, and then we both have individual services. Rescue Mission pretty much focuses on the clients that they serve all year long. We have opened ours up to, and they too will take people from the community, but ours was more targeted for people, seniors, people that, who are alone now, college students that don't have the wherewithal to go home, things like that, to kind of open the doors and say, well, if you don't have a place to come, come on down to the food bank.
So how can we as listeners further support the cause?
Right now, during this season, of course, we need the protein items, so hams, turkeys, things like that, and then all of the go-withs for holiday meals. We don't traditionally give stuffing and cranberries and those kinds of things. So we have we need a real influx of them during this time of year. Number one help right now is helping us here, sometimes the meal preparation. We also need folks that are willing to make pies, you know, make pies and bring them in to us so we have some fresh pies for the holiday season. We try to do those, but sometimes, you know, with making all the other meal, we just don't get around to doing it. But there's several ways that they can help. They can call and schedule their time, or they can just come in on Thanksgiving Day if they want to help prepare, set up, serve, clean up. After, there's just a lot of ways. And we also this year are encouraging people that perhaps don't have the ability to get to the food bank for the meal to give us a call, and we'll try to get somebody out to pick them up and actually bring them in.
Cheryl Shandy shares what the real goal of the Billings Food Bank is.
That no one's turned away without food. I mean, that's kind of been our mission, is to, we try to make it as easy, not just for the holidays, but when people come to us just asking for food assistance, to make it easy to do that. Kind of, we started with the concept that when God asked us to feed his sheep, he didn't say, let's qualify him first. So we make it easy for folks to come in and feel comfortable. We're serving from 12 to 4. We'd certainly like to invite anyone in the community who is going to be on their own or do not feel like cooking, don't have the wherewithal with cooking, or whatever reason, if you'd like to come down and share a Thanksgiving.
Next, Jamie talks to Chef David Mapplethorpe, who recently took over the position of chef instructor at the Fortin Culinary Center at the Billings Food Bank.
So can you tell me what goes into preparing the food for the homebound and for the meals here?
We certainly can. The food bank supplies the turkeys. Cisco or FSA provides or donates a lot of the product for us to work with. And so the Rescue Mission, they do the potatoes. This year, they want to do the stuffing. But that's up for question yet, because I dare say we'll probably end up doing it, because we have all the product here. We feed about 300 people from the community, people that could normally go out, they couldn't afford to do a turkey dinner. And so it's prepared for them. And then the rescue mission delivers a lot of food out to people who are shut in. So it's a very good cause, and it's, I think, a very important cause.
So what is on the menu for?
Well, they have yams, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing, and obviously turkey.
What do you deliver to those who cannot come to the dinners? Is it the same thing?
Yes, it is. It's identically the same. They put it into go boxes, and people take it out to them, along with a piece of pie.
What kind of pie?
Well, it depends what we get donated. Obviously, you know, pumpkin pie would be ideal. But if we don't have enough pumpkin pie, then we take out of our freezer what we have and provide it for them.
Chef David, along with his 8 students, will anchor the effort at the Billings Food Bank for preparation of the Thanksgiving feast, along with other peers from the chef and cooks of Montana. So why does Chef David feel serving the community Thanksgiving dinner at the Billings Food Bank is important?
It's just something that, you know, we love doing. We feel that it's something that's necessary, and that's why we do it.
We are glad that Chef David Mablethorpe has found a new home at the Billings Food Bank. He had tried to retire, but obviously his passion for food, cooking, and teaching continued to sustain him and our community. For many years, Chef Carl Kurokawa of Giuliano's has helped with the community meals during the holidays. He was one of the instigators of this effort early on.
Can you tell me about the meals that chefs and cooks of Montana prepare?
We've been preparing this for a rescue mission in the food bank for, gosh, I've been at this for over 30 years right now. We started way back when with the chefs and cooks of Montana. One time there was like 4 of us running around town just trying to get the stuff done. And we built on that to where it is today, where we have a ton of volunteers. Everybody comes over. We even got a place to do it at. It was done at different houses before, and you know, and we went down to the mission and did what we had to do down there. But it's like we've done it at school at times, and right now we do most of the cooking over here, right at the food bank. I believe we're doing a little over 80 birds this year, but we've been doing this for quite a while.
For this year, it has been rumored that chefs Megan Jesse of the Montana Restaurant Association and Wally Bone of the Northern Hotel will be in the kitchen on Monday to start cooking the Thanksgiving feast. But Chef Carl shares a little more of what's happened in the past.
Who are some of the other chefs and cooks of Montana that help out here?
There have been numerous chefs around town that did this. And like I said, at one time there was like 4 of us running around like dang fools, but it's like we pulled it off, and that was like Jack Hampson and PJ, myself, and Jimmy DiVenero. You know, we'd work out of the Petroleum Club at that time where Jack Hampson was a chef 25 years ago, maybe. It's grown to where we have a bunch of people helping. Now we just pass out the sheets for volunteers, and whoever's available will come. You know, this year David's taking care of a lot of the stuff over here because this is his home now, whether he likes it or not. It's a beautiful home, David.
Chefs Carl and David have been the best of friends, as well as culinary peers. They have been the backbone of the Chefs and Cooks of Montana, where members last gathered to support the MSU Billings Foundation event, Daring Pairing, that took place in October. Chef Carl talks of the challenges of keeping the Association of Chefs and Cooks of Montana alive.
We're rebuilding. You know, at that time we were ACF, and now we're not affiliated with ACF. It's more of a community. We're just still doing stuff for the community as much as we can, you know, raise funds for our scholarship. And other than that, it's like I said, we're regrouping as an association right now.
Aside from the chefs who contribute their cooking talents, there's a whole team of volunteers who come in to help set up, serve, and clean up. Felicia Lehman, the charity coordinator of the Billings Food Bank, talks to Jamie.
Can you please share with the listeners how many volunteers come in to help with Thanksgiving meals?
Well, with the holiday meal that we cook for the public to come in, we usually have between 30 and 40 volunteers. And as far as handing out the Thanksgiving family boxes, we have probably close to 100, 150 volunteers that we help in this year.
On this day, there are about 2,000 volunteers sorting cans of food that have been donated.
So there's a flurry of activity here, getting all the cans sorted, and I have Brian Henderson here with me that's going to tell me why you're here and who is here with you.
We are from Billings Christian School, and we come once a month and volunteer as service projects for the kids. This is our sophomore class. There's probably 23, 24 of them. And
sophomore Chloe Robinson shares why she volunteers.
I'm volunteering personally because I enjoy helping, and so it's really fun to just get in with the classmates and just help out in the community and pack some boxes because it does really help.
What have you learned doing this?
I've just learned, like, really personally, it's been more of teamwork for me just because I'm kind of a go, go, go kind of person, so it's really been a big teamwork process for me.
One of Chloe's team members, Matthew Chisholm, explains why he comes to the Billings Food Bank.
Just the chance to help others get food, you know, serve them like Jesus served others.
Jamie talks once again to charity coordinator Felicia Lehman.
How can people sign up to volunteer to help?
They can go on our website, which is billingsfoodbank.com, sign up that way, or they can give us a call at 406-259-2856. Either way, we'll get a hold of them and get in touch with what schedule we need them to come in and what they can do for us. They can help us fill food boxes. They can help us sort donations. They can help us hand out the boxes of the week of Thanksgiving. We have vegetables and that need to be bagged up to give out. And then, of course, helping with the Thanksgiving meal to help serve and clean up afterwards. We're just very grateful for all the volunteers that we have already and the ones that are wanting to come in that haven't got to do it yet. But yeah, we'd love to have our volunteers, and they help us with so much. We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
The Billings Food Bank and the Montana Rescue Mission play such a big role in feeding our community, not only in substance, but in spirit. Come back to the second half of Flavors Under the Big Sky, where I talk to Billings food maven, Bernie Mason. Welcome back to Flavors Under the Big Sky. For the Thanksgiving meal, we slave many hours in the kitchen cooking. For me, I want to eat up every single morsel. I find joy in feasting with friends and family on Thanksgiving Day, but then I love trying to figure out what to make with the leftovers. In the studio today, I have Bernie Mason, who writes the weekly local flavor column for the Billings Gazette. For 24 years, she was an agent of the Yellowstone County Extension Service, specializing in family and consumer science and teaching classes on health and safety. Bernie, thanks for being with us.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you, Stella.
Share with the listeners what we do with that leftover turkey and cranberries and mashed potatoes and all those goodies.
Well, do you know, it seems like there are so many things that you can do with that leftover turkey. And if you're doing a ham instead of a turkey, or you can do the same kind of a thing with that. But making salads is, I know, of course, to begin with, it seems like you've always got to have the turkey sandwiches. And so turkey sandwiches where you layer on some of the leftover cranberries.
Ooh.
And then maybe put on some of your even greens that you've had, some for the salad and whatnot. But that makes an absolutely wonderful after Thanksgiving treat. But once you get kind of tired of them, you know, those turkey sandwiches, then how about making a turkey salad? And, you know, I'm going to share with you a turkey salad that you can do that combines some pecans and blue cheese crumbles and other vegetables along with the turkey.
Bernie's salad recipe using leftover turkey will be posted on ypradio.org. Here are more ideas from Bernie.
Besides that, things that works very well with the turkey is to combine it with some rice And you can use wild rice or, you know, the regular brown rice or white rice if that's your choice.
Well, and there's farro and quinoa.
Oh, there's quinoa.
And all
there's a lot of other grains that you can use. And so those can be used in a salad. But also what I like to do is to put them in a soup. And so if you have a broth, one of the things as well is if you've got the turkey carcass that you can use.
Yes, that's my favorite.
And I love to do that. And once you get the meat all cut off, and by the way, for food safety purposes, Stella, it is a good idea to cut off all the meat.
That's a good hint.
After your Thanksgiving meal is done. Some people tend to keep that meat sitting around. And remember, food safety-wise, the leftovers really need to all be refrigerated within about 2 hours after they've been taken off the stove.
So pack things up, stick in the fridge or the freezer.
Right. And, you know, but once you've got the meat pretty well trimmed off, don't trim all of it, of course, and leave some on the carcass. And what you can do is put it in a stock pot, or if you choose, you can even put it in your slow cooker. And then put some water with it, break it up, put it in the soup.
Do you add vegetables?
Yes, add your usual carrots, celery, onions, bay leaf. You can add some sage. That can all be added to it, and then it can just be left to sit, cook overnight or all day in your slow cooker. And then you will have your broth all made. Then remove the carcass. You know, take all the meat off the bones and then go ahead and add some additional vegetables to that broth. What I usually like to do too is for an additional flavor, add some additional chicken bouillon to it.
All right.
That will concentrate the flavor a little bit more. And then add some additional vegetables to it. And once you have it all cooked up, add, of course, the leftover meat and then some noodles. Particularly the wider noodles, I think, are great,
yes.
You know, in the turkey noodle soup. And then, of course, use what you can then and package it up and freeze it.
And then you have more food for other meals.
Then you have more for later.
Yes.
But with Thanksgiving leftovers, another thing that you can do is mashed potatoes. And so you can make like a turkey pie. And there's going to be a recipe that I'll have in the paper,
all right,
you know, next week that will be a turkey pie with the mashed potatoes on the top. Similar to a shepherd's pie, but you're going to do it with your leftover mashed potatoes. Another one that I'll be making up is a regular pie made with the pie crusts, a two-crust pie that you're going to put the turkey and vegetables and whatnot in with some gravy and that. And so save your leftover gravy. You can freeze that, but you can also add it. Sometimes I add some of that to my chicken or my turkey noodle soup. I will add some leftover gravy if I still have
some. Just adding some richness to everything.
And also, I sometimes even add some of the leftover dressing to my turkey noodle soup. Because that will be good cooked in there as well and give some additional flavor.
Oh, and thickness to the soup.
And thickness to it as well, definitely. But if you have some leftover vegetables, you can take some of those vegetables and combine them with some Bisquick and some egg and make like little vegetable patties that you can, you know, just brown, fry lightly.
You could probably even use puff pastry.
Oh, you could. You could use the puff pastry and make use of your vegetables in a different way. But Bisquick, of course, is a good staple that you can add with all of that. And so think of all these foods that you've got left. And maybe you've got Brussels sprouts. You know, those could be leftover Brussels sprouts can be added to your soup. They could be added to the turkey pie that you're going to make. All of those things, sometimes I just take everything and combine it and make it into, you know, a big, commotion type thing. So, and also if you've got any leftover salads, you know, like the, you know, serve your salads maybe in a little bit different way. Some of the cubes, for instance, of the gelatin type salad could even be added in with a fresh turkey salad if you're going to do that for a little bit of contrast in it. So it just depends on what you've got left over and how you want to use it.
Well, and it's such a great meal. And again, like I said, you know, you spend so much time on it, you might as well just use everything that you've made that day. And I will admit that when I am invited to dinner, I still purposely bake a turkey so that I can do exactly what you've just said to make the soup. And the smells in the kitchen.
Oh, the smells in the kitchen in the house. And, you know, one of the toughest things that I did was once my daughter and I went down to Story, Wyoming and had dinner with my sister and her husband when they were living there. Well, instead of cooking Thanksgiving dinner, we went out to this, you know, one place. There aren't a lot of places in Story, Wyoming. But we went to this, you know, this one place that was serving a big buffet.
Yes.
And we went there like at 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, and we had dinner, and it was a delicious buffet. But then we came back to the house, and then my daughter and I left, you know, about 3 o'clock to head back here to Billings. We got back into Billings, and it was like, by that time, you're hungry again, and you have absolutely no leftovers. And you have nothing.
And that's sad.
That's sad. And we had to drive around. And of course, no place is open either, you know?
Right.
So we had to drive around trying to find just some little place that we could stop and grab something that we wanted to eat. But I have never wanted to do that again. I will have Thanksgiving dinner where I can have leftovers.
Before we end this, I do have a question. As far as baking turkey, do you brine or not brine?
I have only brined once.
All right.
And I did like it, but for all the additional work that it is, I haven't found that it gives that much better flavor to it.
Okay. Organic or not organic?
Either one.
All right. Butterball or not?
Doesn't matter. Do you know that when I was checking out, buying a turkey that I was using for Thanksgiving baskets that our church is donating, the gal at the checkout counter was going to be cooking her turkey for the first time this year for the family. And she said, okay, Bernie, which is the best turkey to buy? And do you find a lot of difference? And I said, I've used a variety of turkeys, and I haven't found really that there is a big difference in them. It all depends on how you cook them.
And the trick is to cook them to the right temperature,
yes,
but don't overcook them.
Don't overcook them. And one of the things that I really like to do is use those cooking bags, because that keeps it moist and it just kind of tends to baste them as it's cooking. And it also saves a lot of time.
Yeah, it just kind of steams it and holds all the flavors and moisture.
It holds the flavors, it does. And so you can take practically any turkey and cook it that way and, you know, and season it, you know, when you're cooking it before you put it in the bag and whatnot. But I haven't found that I had a really bad turkey as long as it was cooked well.
Though we all wish we had your talents, Bernie. Bernie, thank you so much for being in the studio, and you've provided some really great hints for all
welcome.
Of us.
You're welcome, and I sure hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Enjoy the family.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Before I close, I believe that CEO Cheryl Shandy of the Billings Food Bank said it best.
Well, I think since it is Thanksgiving time, we should say thank you.
Thank you, indeed, to the Billings Food Bank and the Montana Rescue Mission for providing deliciousness to our community. I am grateful to you, the listeners, who share my love of food and of the people who produce, prepare, and serve the food we eat. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been produced with the help of Ken Siebert and Jamie Granzella. Theme music has been provided by Parker Brown. For more information about this show, go to ypradio.org. I'm Stella Fong.